Blackstone Audio presents Carry Me Down by M.J. Hyland. Chapter 1. It is January, a dark Sunday in winter, and I sit with my mother and father at the kitchen table. My father sits with his back to the table, his feet pressed against the wall, a book in his lap. My mother sits to my right, and her book rests on the table. I sit close to her, and my chair, which faces the window, is near the heat of the range. There is a pot of hot tea in the middle of the table, and we each have a cup and plate. There are ham and turkey sandwiches on the plates, and if we want more to eat or drink, there is plenty. The pantry is full. From time to time we stop reading to talk. It is a good mood, as though we are one person reading one book, not three people apart and alone. These kinds of days are the perfect ones. Through the small square window, I can see the narrow country road that leads to the town of Gorey, and beyond the road, a field of snow. Beyond the field of snow, although I cannot see it now, is the tree I pass every morning. And 2 miles beyond the tree is Gorey National School, where I will return at the end of the Christmas holiday. On the corner of the road to the left of the front gate, there is a post with a sign pointing to Dublin and another smaller sign beneath it pointing to the